This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Sharit Abdullah and Wang Shaning. It is 7.06 in the morning, Monday the 5th of August, and global markets closed in the red all around last Friday following President Trump's surprise announcement of tariff hikes on Chinese goods.
Yeah, all red indeed. Even in Asia, Nikkei down by 2.1%, Hang Seng down 2.4%, Shanghai Composite down 1.4%, Kospi 1%, STI 0.9 and FBM KLCI 0.8. We're talking about 2.1 and 2.4%. Those are big numbers.
Yeah, but those are big economies exposed to global economy, right?
That's right.
So it's the Japan, Hong Kong. I mean, they would be really affected if tariffs take place on the 1st of September. But even on US on Friday night, the Dow closed down 0.4%, S&P down 0.7%, and NASDAQ down 1.3%. I think NASDAQ's not surprising because that's all tech stocks.
So for some more thoughts on market reactions and a look ahead to what's ahead this week, we turn to Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global, who joins us from Sydney. Thank you for joining us this morning, Kingsley. Now, global markets have been a bit uncertain since the Trump announcement of 10% tariffs. So how are you advising your clients to allocate their assets in light of this uncertain climate?
Well, we think the additional tariffs are going to affect markets in three major ways. There's currency moves, and that'll probably come through a higher US dollar. Lower bond yields, which we're seeing already due to weaker growth expectations. And the third one is the big one for stocks, and that's a hit to global trade volumes, particularly in manufactured goods. So some of that's already happening. We saw the big correction at the back end of last week. But markets are still close to record highs. Around the globe, we're gradually shifting to more defensive sectors as a result, and that's utilities, healthcare, and some selected technology staples with annuity-style revenue streams. We're also interested in things like food products, and therefore we're selling out of positions in challenged sectors like autos and chemicals and to some extent base metals.
And the hike in tariffs comes after the Fed lowered interest rates for the first time since 2008, but also signaled that it wasn't embarking on any lengthy easing cycle. Do you think the escalation in the trade war will hasten the Fed's pace of monetary easing?
Well, you know, cynics might suggest that the new tariffs are intended to pressure the Fed into further easing. So there's a bit of jawboning going on. We have no crystal ball there, but I'd note that the U.S. domestic data for their economy is still pretty robust. So the negative effects of this trade war are most likely to hit, obviously, those companies exposed to higher trade volumes. And that's things like manufacturing. And now with the new tariffs, it will also probably affect companies like Apple. So the Fed commentary is really focused on those negative effects that are coming from the trade war, not on the fact that the U.S. economy is doing fine. So we'll probably see this drag on for some period, and I think the bond markets are going to look much more closely at the relationship between the 10-year yield and the 2-year yield. It's not inverted yet, but if it does, then recession risk rises some distance out, maybe 1 year to 18 months.
And Kingsley, in your hometown, the Reserve Bank of Australia is set to meet this week on Tuesday, right, with markets expecting rates to hold. But with the Australian economy currently on even keel, how do you anticipate the RBA to pace cuts moving forward?
Well, the RBA has already signalled that they believe Australia needs both lower rates and a cheaper currency. And, it's fairly rare for them to be that clear on their forward view. I mean, you have to remember the RBA's had its first rate move in for as long as anyone can remember. It's been years since they last took action. So, look, it's clear why they're acting. The big risk domestically is a second dip down in housing prices. And there's also now a rising risk of some failures in construction companies with the apartment built. And there are two that went under last week. So I think that the RBA simply will continue to cut. And we think that's wise because they're really trying to head off any possible rising in unemployment that might further cause a disorderly correction in housing.
And several other central banks in the region are also scheduled to meet this week, including New Zealand, India, Thailand and the Philippines. So which monetary policy decisions are you most interested in and what are your expectations?
Well, you know, India is really the most interesting one to us in terms of the scale of their economy, and the RBI seems set to deliver maybe the fourth rate cut this Wednesday to about 5.5%. So, I mean, that's just giving you a sense that the economic slowdown is real. And it sets the stage for further coordinated easing across much of Asia. So we'll certainly be watching that. But in many respects, the development which concerns us the most is the broadening of trade disputes. And, of course, there's an escalating trade spat now between Japan and South Korea. And so there is this sort of rising level of discord among the non-US trading partners now. So the trade war, unfortunately, seems to be becoming global, and that's of some concern. And I just think that will drive investors to move further into defensive assets with bond yields being low, and probably to focus increasingly on domestically focused companies that have less exposure to trade.
Thank you so much, Kingsley. And that was Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global, who's of the opinion that the widening trade tensions is definitely something to watch, because it's not just US and China anymore. It is growing to encompass players like South Korea as well as Japan. The uncertainty seen in some of these global markets is probably going to be continuing over into this week, particularly as we've seen the Hong Kong markets and the Japanese markets severely hit as a result of the news.
Exactly. And in fact, there are questions whether Trump will actually proceed to implement the tariffs on the 1st of September. So for 1 month, I think markets will be very volatile. Mm. Everyone will be watching what Trump tweets out, because even the White House has said that they may implement it on the 1st of September. It's not confirmed.
Yeah,
actually,
because they do have another meeting in Washington as well in the coming weeks. But at the same time, I think the response from China has not been as, I think, as diplomatic as
no,
if
China
I could
actually
say.
Has gone into hibernation, do you know? Top leadership is going into this beach resort for 2 weeks. And during, no, I'm not joking, guys. When they go away for these 2 weeks, right, there are no announcements forthcoming from the top politicians. So it'll be quiet, actually.
Interesting.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.